Kelly, you are resigning from the position of Lafayette County Prosecutor, but it appears to be for a pretty happy reason. Do you want to tell me what's taking you away?
Yes. This is a move that is geared toward putting all of our family in one place. My husband has been the executive director with the Missouri Symphony in Columbia for several months now, and it's just time that we're all together in Columbia.
And when will you be leaving the office?
I've given the governor notice that I will be leaving at the end of July. And then I'll be opening my private practice in Columbia August 1st.
Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the really great things that you've done while serving as Lafayette County Prosecutor?
Well, it's been so humbling and such an honor to work in this position and to serve the citizens of Lafayette County as prosecutor. I'd have to say some of the highlights would include a very high number of child sexual abuse prosecutions. I was a little bit surprised when I took office to see the number of those that land on the desk here. And there are at least 9 life sentences that resulted from several of those cases and other lengthy sentences as well. Something else I identified early on in 2009 when I took office is a need to improve our collection of restitution for victims of crime. And as a result of just trying to coordinate efforts and provide some more oversight, we doubled the collection of restitution for victims in 2009 and again in 2010. Once we did some catching up, those levels tapered off a little bit, but each year we've still maintained record levels of collection of restitution for victims. And I see that as a real important thing for victims of crime. And then I guess the last thing that I would highlight is just what an honor it was to be invited to speak in The Hague in the Netherlands at an international victimology conference with the backing of the Statewide Prosecutors Association and the Statewide Victim Association. And second to that, there's a close second, would be having been nominated by former U.S. Representative Ike Skelton to represent the state at a national security seminar in Carlisle Barracks in Pennsylvania. That was a real eye-opening experience. It was great.
All right, and going back to victims' rights for a minute, will you just tell me a little bit about how you got so interested and got to do so much work with it?
It's hard to say where it all began. I think if you really have a heart for people in crisis, victim, defendant, or client, you can easily see the need to make sure that they have a voice in the courtroom. And, you know, for many, many years, the judicial system has focused very heavily on defendants' rights, and that resulted in a movement by victims about 20 years ago to increase their rights as well and to be recognized as an important part of the judicial system. And I think it just makes the judicial system stronger when we consider all aspects of the case.
All right. And in your term as prosecutor, by the way, when did you begin?
February 1st, 2009 was my appointment by Governor Nixon to this position, and then I ran unopposed in 2010.
All right, thank you. And in that time as Lafayette County Prosecutor, have there been any convictions or sentencings that have been particularly satisfying for you?
Well, I think in any of the felony child sexual abuse cases, you can't undo the horrible wrong that's been done, but knowing that you've found justice for victims is satisfying. It was also a very great experience to work on a 24-year-old cold case homicide that was taken to trial. I was able to work alongside the Attorney General's office since that arose out of our county, and it was nice to see justice served after so many years.
And what was that case, if you're allowed to say?
Yes, State versus Stephen Burns. He was found guilty of murder in the first degree, amongst other things, and is serving a life sentence.
All right. Well, Kelly, I guess, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just that I'm so grateful to the governor for the appointment several years ago and to the voters for putting me here. And I wish the legal community here and the law enforcement community every success in finding a successor and in a real smooth, seamless transition, which I believe is possible.